Once you get out of the car, you will definitely feel it. Mm-hmm. These frigid temperatures are expected to stick around most of this week, and that could lead to some dangerous situations.
And joining us live is Dr. Mike Ramol. He's the medical director of the emergency department at Anne Arundel Medical Center, and he joins us live now. Dr. Ramol, you know, if you just wear your normal clothing out there, it doesn't even seem like it's protection enough. What should people do who have to be outside?
Well, the key really is to wearing layers of clothing. You want some space in between each layer. So, as opposed to wearing one thick garment, you want to wear layers. You definitely want to keep your head covered and make sure that you wear nice warm gloves as well as nice warm socks. The feet and the hands and the head are at highest risk for problems with hypothermia.
Tell us what the warning signs are for hypothermia.
Hypothermia is characterized by excessive shivering along with and feeling of exhaustion or dizziness, lightheadedness, that sort of thing.
Now, I have seen, believe it or not, on my way into work today, I saw somebody in shorts running, you know, with a sweatshirt and with a hat. But, I mean, that's incredibly dangerous, is it not? And is there a way to safely exercise outside?
Well, certainly if you can exercise inside in a warm environment, that's a lot safer. For those junkies who have to be out there and get some exercise despite the cold conditions, again, they want to be sure to layer. They want to be sure to stop exerting themselves once they've developed a sweat. Mm-hmm. The skin will become much colder when the skin is wet, so they want to try to stay dry. And if you have to be out for people working outside and that sort of thing, you want to take frequent breaks and get inside and warm up, and again, try to avoid perspiration.
Any other final tips for us before we go?
Just be sensible. And, of course, like most extremes, the people at highest risk are those who are very young and the elderly. So I would say, on days like today, if you can, stay inside with a good book by the fireplace and a nice warm drink.
And stay out of the emergency room, right?
Absolutely, if you can.
All right.
You're there if you need us.
You're there if we need it, right. Thanks,
sure.
Dr. Ramol. We appreciate it. That's Dr. Mike Ramol. He's the medical director of the emergency department at Anne Arundel Medical Center.